We've seen a 42-cent jump in wheat prices in the past few days. Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, what do you think is behind this increase?
Well, probably the biggest factor behind the price increase is the crop conditions that USDA released this last week. You look at Oklahoma crop conditions, the poor to very poor went from 8% to 24%. The good to excellent category went from 63 to 36%. We had a like decline in the Kansas crop. Of course, the Texas crop is a small change in it to slightly worse, but Texas crop was already in relatively poor conditions due to the drought anyway.
And you're also keeping an eye on the supply and demand numbers that will be released early next week?
Right, on Monday around 11 o'clock our time, the USDA will release the WASDA report. Ending stocks are the big numbers. There's slight changes in them, lowering corn and wheat ending stocks. You've got wheat expected to go down from 608 to 603 million. Corn ending stocks from 1,631 million to 1,619. Beans down from 150 million down to 143. You look at the world, again, slight changes. Wheat, 6.81 billion down to 6.80. Corn, 6.31 to 6. So slightly smaller ending stocks, but at least they're in the right direction of lower rather than higher.
And then what do you expect prices to do?
Well, we've had this good run up in prices. We're going to have to wait and see what happens when wheat comes out of dormancy to see if we do have poor conditions. I'm watching that March contract. You know, it challenged that $6 support. It came back up, ran through 630, 640. If it can break 660, then it'll run up another 20 cents. We're going to have to wait and see what this report says on Monday to see whether it's going to do that or not.
And in terms of advice for producers, should they be selling their wheat?
Well, if I had wheat in the bin and I'd been waiting for higher prices, I think I'd pull the trigger on it, maybe sell it all, but at least sell a good portion of it. Looking at the new crop, I think that if you're concerned about prices, if you can't afford lower prices, then I'd probably price 10, 15, 20% of it just to partake of some of this in case this crop does improve in condition and prices go lower.
Okay, Kim Anderson, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.